understanding your why. Why the fuck do you do what you do? Why are you even here? Why are you even watching this video? Let's get really clear on why you gotta do what you said you gotta fucking do. Otherwise, you're gonna be scratching your head, questioning everything about yourself. So it's absolutely pivotal in life to know your why. Why you're actually doing what you're doing when it comes to maybe your health, your fat loss, your routine, your mindset, your relationships, your business. All of this is going to make so much more sense. Everything's going to click into place like a beautifully designed jigsaw puzzle in which you're trying to create and build. So you can see that beautiful picture of sheer bliss, tranquility, and overall happiness. Because when you're clear and confident on why you're doing what you know you need to be doing, you know the what, the why, and the rationale, then you can stop asking, how am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? But you get clear on who is going to do it. Because I can't do it. You've got to do it, right? And if you get clear and confident on why this matters to you, then a lot of stress is going to dissipate from your life because you're going to be on the right path. You're going to be on the ball with where you are now aiming at. And purpose and direction is something that so many men and women do not have. They show up mindlessly to work. They eat mindlessly. They train mindlessly, if they're even training. They see people doing things, training, eating clean on social media, TikTok, YouTube. And it's like, I'm just going to try that. They don't know the purpose of it. It's not bespoke to them. They don't know the real purpose behind why they need to be doing it. And fair play if you take some healthy action towards a better you. But if you don't know your true why, your true purpose, then the direction which you're heading will be flawed. Very similar to if an aeroplane is flying to Spain, but the aeroplane driver falls asleep and nudges the wheel, you might end up in Peru, Gibraltar, Greece, Australia. You know, the journey will take a hell of a lot longer than it needs to be, and the direction in which you're going on will be potentially off kilter by a hell of a lot. And it allows you to be values driven when you know your why. Always operate out of values. And if you don't know your values, I would highly suggest writing what you truly value. Do you value you being good? Do you value your health, your well-being, your energy? Because if not, then a fitness journey is not for you. It's simply not. If you value dropping the body fat once and for all, then you will make it a priority and you will be driven by those values. You will do what's required day in, day out to achieve the result in which you want. If you value porn and chocolate and smoking and drinking and taking drugs, believe you me, you will most likely gravitate towards that without any stress. The same way as I gravitate towards hard training, disciplined nutrition, solid set routines, and a clear, confident mindset. I value that. So I will do everything daily to prioritize that daily. It's just simply, very simply put. And when you have a why, you operate from vision over circumstance. Vision would be where you're going, what it looks and feels like to be successful. Circumstances would be, oh, I've had a bad day at work, so I'm just going to go home and order a pizza and drink some beers and cry, wah, wah, wah. That's the simplest way to look at it. And you allow yourself to become a lot more proactive over reactive. So many people are reactive victims, little simps these days. When anything happens to them in life, they curl up in a little ball and cry and seek their mummy. Mama, papa, bottle. It's like that little child inside themselves it doesn't have the capacity to deal with a hard thing in life, and it makes them little weak people. Whereas if you're proactive, you find a solution. Solutions based, always. Because you won't get sad when things don't go your way, when you have a why. I wake up every day and there's shit sandwiches. I have to deal with a lot of problems, a lot of other people's problems. And that's fine, but I don't get down about it. I get very happy because I'm clear on being a loyal servant, being a king. And when you're a king and you see your county, your village, your kingdom, you don't get sad when you have to make smart decisions. You don't get sad when you've got problems. You just look at them as challenges and lessons to be learned. Because when things don't go your way, that's life. Sorry to break it to you, obviously, but you don't get all sad and butthurt about it when a bad thing happens, because you realize you know where you're going, you know your why, you know why you need to implement, you know why you need to sort your shit out, because the world is not how it is, it's how you are, and if you're in a good spot, everything else will be. And that's why a why is so powerful, because that allows you to get that vision locked in and then override the circumstances which tend to arise in a journey. And it's going to allow you, it will enable you faster results and bigger thinking. If you think big about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, chances of you achieving smaller things will be much larger. And it's going to allow you to actually implement, because it makes the small things simpler, the bigger things easier. And you're going to digest a journey smoother. It's going to be easy to swallow because you're clear on why you're now doing it, rather than kind of like brute forcing your way through a journey which doesn't even excite you, doesn't even make sense. You know, a lot of people know they need to lose fat, they don't know why they need to lose it. You know, and if you get clear on that why, it's going to change the game for you. And that's something I can't really unpack for you. It has to be like something you think about personally. Otherwise, you're just going to be a victim to reality and never follow through on your dreams, aspirations, and goals. And that's going to leave you extremely, extremely depressed and anxious for the rest of your life. Anyway, guys, much love. Stay sexy, stay disciplined. Let's keep doing the work. We'll see you in the next one.